first. French testing, 1, 2, French test. French testing, 1, 2. Spanish testing, 1, 2. Spanish testing, testing Spanish lead, 1, 2. Spanish test, Spanish test. Taco test, 1, 2.
Oh, I had the brain get a little...
And you can speak to these guys, and these guys can get hold of me. You don't need to ring Diana.
Okay. The brain was kind of tripping out a little bit, like the channel 2 in there was doing the center and left-hand side, kept disconnecting.
Yeah.
I ended up taking off one of the mics, flipping the channels real quick, and it seems to be holding stable for the moment.
Yeah, it's generally just crap for those things. Is it crap?
English feed testing, 1, 2. Testing hamburgers and hot dogs. English feed, 1, 2. 1, 2. Hamburgers and hot dogs. Check, check. Check, check, check. Hey, hey. Check, hey, hey. Checking, checking, checking. Test, test.
Okay, we'll start in 1 minute, ladies and gentlemen. Take your seats. Fasten your seat belts.
We're ready for take.
Look at the emergency procedures on how to leave the room.
There.
The emergency exits are located this way and that way. and that way as well. We have the recording on, please. Good morning, everybody. Today is Monday, the 12th of October, and the time is 7:24 in the morning. It's early, but we have a one-hour meeting with the NCSG. My name is Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, and I have Rafik Damak sitting next to me. And we have an agenda today with INA stewardship transition, INA accountability processes. Two hot topics that are currently, that we're going to hear about the whole week in ICANN. Two topics which both the NCSG and the ALAC have a great interest in. We also have an INA stewardship transition, a small ad hoc common group with just a Skype chat and interaction between our two communities. So if you are interested in joining this, then please just pass the details on to either Rafik or I. I guess today is just a very open discussion on the two topics. We can probably touch on our concerns, on our reflections of how things are progressing. We have Jean-Jacques Subrena, who is with us, who is on the ICG, the INA Coordinating Group. I don't see Milton.
But we have Avery from the Cross Community.
We have Avery, yes, that's right. Avery from the Cross Community Working Group with us as well. Without any further ado, I'll hand you over to Rafik for his opening words, if you have anything to add, and then we can start the discussion.
Thanks, Olivier. It's nice to start this morning with you. So, I think it's also good that we, because before we always had the meeting at the end of ICANN meeting, and so it was not always easy to kind of follow up. But starting from the beginning, we can have much. Maybe from next time, we can work on some statement, depending to the context. As you said, we have that group. We have that Skype chat, but I think in the time when we discussed in Singapore, we envisioned it maybe more an ad hoc group, maybe with the mailing list and having even a kind of not shorter, but some clear mission what we can do as between the two groups to work in this the INA transition. I guess we can include now also the accountability. I do think we can find some common ground and some principles. We may diverge in some others, but it's not a problem. That the diversity of the ICANN community. Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Rafik. So let's start then with the first topic, the INA stewardship transition. Yesterday, the ALAC had an update from several people who came in. We also spoke to the ESSAC, who provided us their views on INA stewardship transition and told us about SAC advice. So SAC 0, 6, was it 6, 7, 6, 8, and 6, 9, which is forthcoming, and that's likely to be published during this meeting. I guess I could just give the floor to Jean-Jacques to frame the issues that we're concerned about, and then probably take it from there. So Jean-Jacques Subrena, if you could say a few words framing what our initial concerns were. I know that we were somehow rowing against some of the flow in the ICG, or accused of rowing against the flow in the ICG, but the points we were raising were pretty important for the acceptability of the whole process, not within the group, but within the wider world. There is a world out there, so there certainly is. This is the world, okay. Jean-Jacques Subrena.
Good morning. This is Jean-Jacques. Thank you, Olivier. Yesterday, having lunch on the terrace here, there was an American friend of ours, and I asked him, do you know how many members of Congress and the Senate in the U.S. actually have a passport? He knew, but most people in this country don't. So I think that's part of the problem. There is a sense of justification and legitimacy, which I can completely understand, but it does not always reflect the reality of the rest of the world. That may be part of the problem, and we should understand the US point of view on that as well. Now, the kind of problems I noticed since the inception of the ICG are of two or three orders. The first is representativity or representation. If I had not, at the initial meeting in London, if I had not put up the question, oh, by the way, when introducing yourself, since this is the initial session, please state your nationality and your affiliation to a company or a group. And that was done very graciously. But then there was resistance on the part of several of those people in having it published. They didn't want it to be in written form anywhere. So this, again, is a reflection, I think, or an example of the kind of unstated problems which we come across sometimes. And because of that request I had formulated, we found out that out of a group of now 30 members, 11 were of the same nationality, which was not Myanmar. So we are living in the continuation of that overall geostrategic reality, which is that we are dealing with people of good faith, very, very able, but because of the initial choice of people, whoever nominated them to be part of the ICG, now we have to deal with that. We will not change the membership of the ICG at this stage, nor until it delivers its transition strategy or plan. But I must point out that this is not completely satisfactory when, for instance, I notice that out of a membership of 30, actually there are 8, maybe 10 people who constantly provide information and react to the emails on all the subjects, or most of them, which means that the majority of the members do not take part in the email discussions, except for some pet subject they may have, quite legitimately, of course. So I thought I'd give you this background, which is nothing to do with the official agenda of the ICG, but I think that gives you some sense of the reality we're working under. A second point I'd like to point out is the importance of having, as soon as possible now, the independent secretariat to help us as volunteers operate in the ICG. Most members made it very clear that they wanted an, quote, independent secretariat, unquote, independent from ICANN. But of course, this is not entirely true, because the funding for the independent secretariat will be taken entirely from the ICANN budget. So we are in the process of selecting the candidates to make a shortlist, and the shortlist should allow us to have interviews with the two, perhaps three remaining candidates, and have something up and running, I hope, in November. For the rest, I have personal views on a couple of things, but never mind. I'm at your disposal to have this discussion with you. I'd like to know what are your preoccupations, and this will help me in my work as the representative of the ALAC in the ICG. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Jean-Jacques. I wondered whether we could have, since you named Avery specifically as someone who was in the cross-committee working group, whether Avery could provide us a little bit of background as to what the concerns are within the NCHG on the whole process as such. Avery Doria, would you be able to... I'm sorry to put you on the spot, but it was Rafiq who mentioned you. Blame Rafiq.
Hi, Avery speaking. First of all, the cross-community working group hasn't really met yet, so it's difficult to say anything about it other than it's going to meet. I think it's meeting later today. So that's about. In terms of NCSG, while I do not believe that we have actually formed any specific opinions on it, there certainly has been a very strong concern within NCSG for separation and the difference between the people that make policy and the people that do implementation. And also there has been a concern expressed at times that, you know, the ability to give and take the contract should not necessarily disappear and such. But it's all fairly nebulous at the moment, except for the fact that I haven't been thinking yet this morning. Except for the fact that, you know, we cannot go to a situation where ICANN has been granted the IANA function in perpetuity without any notion of appeal, without any notion of redress, without any notion of moving the contract or moving the function elsewhere. That somehow, while what the solution can or should be for those things is certainly not at all understood yet, there needs to be some sort of situations. And, you know, coming out of the IGF meeting, we did, you know, there is an understanding of sort of the infinite regress of oversight, of for any oversight you put, where does it get its accountability, et cetera, and we end up with the same accountability problem at every layer. So therefore, people like me are looking at solutions that have more to do with redress and appeals mechanisms and binding arbitration mechanisms. Now, the other concern that I have, that I don't know how much it is shared in the NCSG, is the fact of having different situations for the different three pillars. And of course, we know that this notion of there being just three operational communities and that's all you need to solve the thing is very much an ICG imposition. And it's very interesting, the ICG says, we are not imposing solutions. However, we are imposing the solution that says there are three pillars and that's how you must do it. And anything else is not allowed. So, you know, I sort of take with a grain of salt the notion that ICG isn't imposing solutions because I believe they are. You know, and if you look at the ESSAC paper and such, you notice there's far more that needs to be considered than what comes into the three operational communities. When you look at what's being done in the IETF, you start to see that things touch, that they touch in various places, and that the divisions aren't as clear-cut. When you look at numbers and you see that there is an ASO, well, is there really an ASO? Is it just a shadow of the NRO? You know, what are the implications of those connections? And so by having divided it into three the way the ICG has done, I believe they've made the problem much more difficult and will in the hope of making it simpler, I actually believe they've made the problem more difficult, but we'll see. And sorry for very impromptu. I had not expected to be speaking at all this morning.
Thank you.
I have one. I just spilled half of it, but I have
Thank you, Avery. Bill Drake.
Hi. Just a point of information. I was wondering, did anybody attend the GAC meeting on transition of U.S. Stewardship and accountability yesterday? Because I understood, at least from watching the Twitter feed, that there were some interesting proposals being made by some of the governments to the effect that there had to be additional sorts of principles layered on to make the U.S. Proposal operational. And I unfortunately couldn't participate in that, and I just wondered if anybody's clued in, because that would seem to be relevant to know what the governments are up to.
Thank you, Bill. There's Mr. Rasti, who is in the audience. There's Holly as well. Did you manage to follow? So let's start with Holly Reich, and then we'll go in the audience.
Bill, it's a follow-up question. I know we'll be meeting with the GAC. What you're saying is it probably would make a lot of sense to say, what have you said about the transition, and what were your principles? I mean, is that's an action item for us, is it not, when we meet with the GAC?
Alan, you wish to respond? Alan Greenberg.
Just that these are not statements of the GAC at this point. They're statements of individual countries, and you're not likely to get one GAC member trying to paraphrase what another one said. So I'm not quite sure how effective that is as to find out what happened at the meeting.
Anybody had attended and heard for themselves or looked at the transcript, that would be a way for us.
No, Bill, I was agreeing completely with what you said. I just don't think that may be a viable way of doing it.
Thank you, Alan. Mr. Resting.
Thank you, distinguished colleagues. Good morning to all of you. Just one small point. My name? Okay, my name is Mr. Araste, GAC member, and ICG member as well. With respect to what Jean-Jacques said, I fully agree with him. I was, in the very beginning, raising the same question that he raised, but unfortunately, we were not supported by a few others. With respect to the activity of the ICG, I also fully agree with him. I sent 50% of the entire email to the ICG, one person. There are other people that are sending many others, but there are many that did not send anything or few things. So that is a confirmation of what Jean-Jacques said. Now, coming to what Avery said, whether ICG by dividing the process into three make it difficult. I think people criticizing, they should propose solutions. What else ICG could have done? Because the whole process are names, numbers, and protocol and parameters. That's all the three. What else we could do? How we could divide it differently? And why there was no any comment at all when this was raised at the very beginning before 15th of August. So good to raise the question, but good also to propose solutions. Now, coming to GAC issue and accountability. Chairman, the issue of accountability is totally vague for GAC members. Accountability has two tracks. The first track, accountability in relation with the IANA transition function of a stewardship, that is one, and the other is overall accountability of ICANN. The process has been changed three times. At the beginning, we were told that we have a working group on ICANN accountability, representatives from the 13 communities, similar to ICG. We were happy of that. But it was changed to another area and saying that, no, we don't want to have representative as such. We want to have representative from this, but other people like consultant, like member of the board, and so on and so forth. But now they have changed it again to two or three days ago, there was another release and saying that the two group of accountability, one dealing with the IANA function and the other dealing with the ICANN overall accountability, now they have been put into one single group. And unfortunately, the first issue is they select an acronym for that with entirely identical to another group for the cross-community working group dealing with naming under the IANA transition. So it should not be the same because that is confusing. It has confused 80% of the GAC member. And I was the only one raised the issue three times and asking the ICANN, please don't use this new acronym. Have another acronym. And now we don't understand. They talk about the charter. Who draft the charter? They says that chartering organization. Who is the chartering organization? They said that there would be a representative from each of these communities. What is the quota? Is it the same quota as the ICG? Then they said that they would have member of the board. Why? They would have a staff of the ICANN in the group. Why? They would have consultant. Why? And then finally they says that everything goes to ICANN and ICANN would edit the whole things, so the one to whom the accountability is related would draft the accountability itself. This is not the separation of power. The one who developed the policy and the one who implement the policy should be entirely different and separated. So this is something that in GAC we were talking to have some they called high-level principle. I don't know to what level it will be high and so on and so forth. People in the GAC, some of them, they confuse the whole process of today or these days with the governance. I told them, gentlemen, ladies, please do not mix up the governance of the internet with the action that we are doing. They are two entirely separate things. Let us concentrate what we are doing and what we can do. Chairman, in simple fashion, the accountability issue is totally unclear and vague for GAC. And I thank you very much. Sorry I was too long, but I had to explain that. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Araste. We certainly have now a full picture of the discussions in the GAC, and it felt like we were there, so that's really good. So several issues being raised here. Another issue I wanted to ask about, actually, was whether there were any orphan issues. The idea of separating this into three operational communities, are there orphan issues that will fall between the cracks that are not likely to be addressed if the only people that are allowed to formulate proposals are the operating communities? Is there any point? I know that Tijani, you're in the queue, so I'll give you the floor now, and I'd like to see if there are any reactions to this, to the orphan issues or potential orphan issues problem after you. Tijani Benjema.
Thank you, Olivier. Tijani speaking. I fully agree with Avri about the fact that the ICG is more or less influencing the outputs by not by dividing the operating parties into three parties. There are three, and nobody can complain about that. But because they wanted the proposal to come only from those three parties, and this is the problem. At the end, I think that we managed to have the possibility to have input from everyone. They said every input is welcome. But what does mean the input? Is it only comment on the proposal of the three parties? This is the question. If it is this, I think it is a big problem. We have to allow everyone in the ICG to give input, even if it is not a comment on a proposal from the three parties. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tijani. And I'd like to actually, yes, indeed, that question is very important. Have you had any discussions about this in the NCSG?
I don't think we have really explored this issue in details within NCIG. But I think one of the other issue, other side maybe about the problems is, and more about the accountability, is how to include those outside ICANN community and how to liaise with them. That's, I think, one of the, that's more about the accountability track. So, yeah. But for the IANN, I don't think, maybe Avri can remind me, but I don't think we have really explored this point within NCAG.
Thank you, Rafiq. And the orphan issues, any thinking about this? Bill Drake.
Just as a simple point. I don't remember what in the text that we did a statement about the INA stuff, right? But it was a while ago. I don't think that we addressed this specifically, but I think we have a shared perspective on it as both representing user communities. And I would think that this would be the kind of thing that would be ripe for a joint intervention, no? I mean, if we do feel strongly about it, and there might be, in fact, possibility to bring in other parties as well from the business user end and so on, because it is rather restrictive, quite obviously. This, you know, a priori designation of who's relevant in a process like this, particularly one that's supposed to establish a framework that is of interest not just to the ICANN community but to the larger world, it's obviously problematic.
Thank you very much, Bill. And for those that are wondering what orphan issues are, one, for example, is the funding of IANA, bearing in mind this the functions are provided on a no-cost basis at the moment. Would this continue? How would this need to be changed? Or would this not be changed? That's one of the questions, perhaps. I can't remember the other ones just off the top of my head, but there are several. I think that John Lepreys wanted to say a few words, and then Alan Greenberg. John.
Thank you, Olivier. John Lepreys, for the record. I'm wondering, has there been any discussion about what we do as an organization if we fail to come up with a plan for the IANA transition? Where do we go from here? I mean, that seems like sound contingency planning. What do we do if this doesn't work? There's a lot of discussion about how to make this work, but what happens when, or what happens if it doesn't actually come to pass?
Yes, thank you, John, for this. Thanks for making such an optimistic remark early on in the morning. Feels great. Alan Greenberg, it's a very valid point. It is valid, and certainly so far I'm not sure whether there is any contingency in the ICG on this, what happens if this goes south. But perhaps let's have Alan Greenberg first and then come back to Jean-Jacques and to Avri as well. Alan Greenberg.
Well, going south could be for a variety of reasons. We have no proposal. The proposal is not acceptable. The whole deal goes off the table because of whatever politics are going on in the U.S. I think all of those map to the current status quo continues, and they go out to renew the contract. So I don't see how there's any other alternative to that. So, but that's largely out of our control. If the NTIA does not exit by turning this over to someone else, something else, then it stays with the NTIA. So I think that's for the plan B. That alone you'd think would make some parties want to make this work, but it's not 100% clear that that's in effect. In terms of orphan issues, the only two that I came up with, and they might not be orphan issues if all of the various contracted parties or interested parties include it in their proposals, then they're not orphan anymore. If none of them mention it, then I think they're relevant. Cost is certainly one of them. Currently, everything's provided free. That's not the only way the world works, as we obviously know. Language is another one. We're transitioning to a world where we want to say that it is not U.S.-centric anymore. That may well imply it's not English-centric anymore. Can they provide services to parts of the world in their own language instead of forcing English? There's probably a few other ones like that. They are only orphan if no one mentions them. We don't know what they're going to mention at this point, so we don't know if they're orphan.
Thank you, Alan. Jean-Jacques Sebrunin. Okay, fine. So Avery Doria. I've also got Eduardo Diaz in the queue at the moment. So, okay, let's start with Avery. Avery Doria.
Okay, thank you. Avery Doria speaking. So I think Alan covered it fairly well, and I raised my hand before he spoke. Yeah, if we can't solve the problem, the status quo persists, and that's really the simplest solution. Not that that's what people want, but that's what I believe will happen. And that's why, you know, I got criticized for not having offered different solutions to the ICG, but there was no notion that the ICG would ever accept any different solutions other than their own. Most groups don't accept different solutions than their own. So, you know, you just sort of accept that. And they said, we are divided in three. All the world is divided into three. Fine. All the world is divided into three, and we live with it. The ICG has said, if solutions come up from other people, we'll just send them back to the operational communities and they'll deal with them. Fine. You know, so I really do not see, you talked about there being very little hope. I really do not see great hope at the moment at resolving this. You know, perhaps my early morning pessimism will be disproved, but the way I watch this going, the way I watch two communities saying everything's fine and we don't need nothing from nobody else, you know, that's cool.
That's not what's being said, though, is it?
Sure. If I listen to the IETF, that's certainly what's being said. If I listen to the numbers community, that seems to be being what's said, is we got what we got, we want to keep what we got, and, you know, we're going to give you a proposal, the IETF proposal, you know, and I very dearly love the IETF, but no changes, let's just define what we've got, let's tell them, send it off to them, and that's the end of the story. Which is fine. From an IETF perspective, I would agree with that, too. But if you look at the larger picture of it, that may not be the right picture. I don't know. So at the moment, I just look at all of this. I look at, you know, the accountability part and the way we've truly gone off the rails and we've sort of said, oh, okay, we don't want anything that anyone else has offered us in terms of how to structure this accountability thing. We're going to do it all our own selves, you know, and we're going to spend the next 4 months figuring out how we do it. And then hopefully we can get something done in time. I think people are right. The accountability thing has to be solved before there's any solution to give to NTIA. What? So 4 months to build a group, and then we're going to come to agreement in, what, another 3 months? And we're going to get approval on everything in that amount of time? I'd love to see it.
Thank you, Avery. You touched on the accountability track there. Are there any views formed in the NCSG regarding having this two-track accountability process and ICANN now with the fast track related directly to IANA issues and a slower track which looks at the bigger picture?
That's, first of all, not what I understood Teresa to be saying. I understood her to be saying there's two tracks. They're not saying they need to be parallel. They said, you know, you want to start them together, you want to start them sequential, how you do them. I never heard anyone use the word fast track. Yes, one is, you know, the word fast never appeared in anybody's discussions. One is, so the first thing I assume that group will do is figure out which things need to be solved for IANA, which things don't, and then go on from there. I listened to the conversations, though, and we really are all over the place where we have some people that say, everything has to be solved before IANA. And we have some people that say, there's nothing really to solve for IANA. You know, we're fine. So, you know, we have quite a distance to bridge at the moment. But there are two tracks, whether they're sequential, whether they're parallel, whether they're start together and then fork into separate paths, which I think is probably the most reasonable, is totally up to that group when it gets formed.
Thank you, Avery. So, Jean-Jacques, you're ceding your place. Okay, so Eduardo Diaz.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is Eduardo Diaz. I want to go back to a conversation before that we said, you know, what happens if this doesn't go through? Well, my question is what happens if it goes through and it doesn't work? What happened next, which is something that you mentioned this morning that you're looking at, for some reason doesn't work. Is that going to be addressed by these groups or in the proposal or what? Thank you.
Thank you very much, Eduardo. Olivier speaking. It sounds like Monday morning blues. It does not bring a lot of optimism in this. I don't know if it's the topic or the time or the day.
We need to organize another time.
Yeah, we need to do something about it. Alan Greenberg, are you still seating your place? Yeah, okay. Alan Greenberg then, next.
No real answers, but I will point out that this session is a bit premature, given that I believe Larry Strickland is supposed to be talking at the CWG, and he has said there are accountability issues, and he may well be going into some detail. And we have his boss or his boss's boss speaking at the open session, which also may have some interesting comments. No?
Just his boss. I don't think it's his boss's boss. I think it's just his boss.
Okay, I wasn't debating. One of those. And there may be some interesting tidbits included in that.
Thank you very much, Alan. Jean-Jacques?
Yes, Olivier, with pleasure. This is Jean-Jacques. So I'll take the three following points. First, the thing about Monday morning blues. No, this is too serious to go by mood, optimism, pessimism. This is about major world interests for one country, but for many others as well. So I have three remarks. One is, what do we take away from our meeting today? I have a very concrete suggestion. Is that each in her or his community, when the opportunity arises of speaking collectively to the ICG or to individuals from the ICG, should make clear what are the requirements of the communities you represent. I think that one point which came up yesterday during the discussion in the ALAC, in my presence, was that, and Tijani brought up the question, was, is there a different status, almost a different level of credibility or legitimacy in the contributions which are expected from different parts of the community? On the one hand, the three operational communities, and on the other hand, all the rest. I don't have a quick reply to that, but I engage you very strongly to bring this up and to require, before the end of ICANN 51, a clearer response than the one we have had until now. My second point is about status quo. Here again, we should not go according to optimism or pessimism. It's all about interests, and the stakes are very, very high. So we must place this in the context of especially domestic US policy. There will be elections in not very long. And if you look at the two timetables, the ICG timetable or the INA transition plan timetable and the domestic policy timetable with elections looming, then if you look at it from a very analytical and geostrategic point of view, I think that the present situation does present the NTIA and the political leadership in the US with the advantage of two possibilities. The first is towards the liberal community in the US and worldwide to say, well, you see, we really have tried. Since our April statement, the NTIA made known its willingness to transition the stewardship. But you see, it's not working that well. So for the sake of continuity of the root system, the whole domain name system, unfortunately, we may have to continue. And in that sense, of course, the result, the plan the ICG will or will not deliver, will be of prime importance. The other thing is that the alternative for the representatives of the USG is to say, well, it's going to work. But if it doesn't work, well, sorry, we have no alternative. We just have to continue as is and leave the arrangements currently operating between IANA and ICANN under the stewardship of the NTIA. So I think we have to take this in a very cool-headed, very hard-headed way and understand that from the point of view of Washington, whom I don't represent, of course, but I can understand their point of view, all this is very logical. It has nothing to do with emotions. And I think we should be prepared to face either of these alternatives. And that depends partly on you, on us. My third point is there is a new phase looming now for us in the ICG, and that is the 15th of January 2015. That is the date by which, at the latest, we expect to receive all contributions from all communities. It's not the mass, it's not the complexity of the proposals which will win the day. And I'm looking at all of us in the ALAC especially. We don't want to build a machine which is 50 stories high and unwieldy. We want to concentrate on some major dynamic points which are usable almost directly in the ICG framework. So I think that speaking as an ALAC representative, we really have to get cracking now to have a presentable option of our contribution before the 15th of January. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Jean-Jacques. It's Olivier speaking. And you touched on the timing, of course, 15th of January being the first, for a first deadline for the working groups that are going to prepare those proposals. And, of course, in ICANN, the cross-community working group on the naming part of the issues. There's only one ICANN meeting where this can take place face-to-face, which is this meeting, and it looks as though the working group will meet for the first time. And then after that, there's just going to be conference calls and no further face-to-face meeting in order to come up to a solution. Do you see this as workable? Or in fact, this is sort of a general question with everyone around, or is there real concern that a face-to-face would be needed?
May I reply to this? This is Jean-Jacques. Olivier, I think the question is not can we. If the challenge is placed that high, we must, full stop, do what is necessary to get that cracking. It'll take conference calls, fine. Let's do them and do them as well as we can. What is important is the result. It's not the means to get there.
Thank you, Jean-Jacques. Right now in the queue, I have Alan Greenberg, then Holly Reich. And Milton has just come in, so I don't know whether you wish to add any points. You're sort of catching this halfway. But let's start with Alan Greenberg.
I can't help but note that for the second time in this little discussion, we've identified a real problem which we forced on ourselves. Jean-Jacques earlier talked about the unbalance in the participation of the coordination group. You will recall the original proposal was that there be some selectors, that the various groups make proposals and a group of selectors pick the people, which is one of the mechanisms one can use to try to balance participation. We outright rejected it and said we need to pick our own people, and they go no questions asked, and therefore the group has whoever we put on it. And if we can't get together and say, let's make sure we balance gender or country or region or whatever, they get what we give them. Here, too, we basically have said several times we want a group that we form. Our rules say there is unlimited participation. Asking ICANN to fund a group of unlimited participation and ferry them around the world is probably a really difficult thing to do. We tried to have participants and observers, or members and observers, where if they had those titles, we could say, well, maybe just the members get sent around the world. But we said, no, everyone has to be able to participate equally. So we set up conditions which we think we want, but then they have implications.
and we can't absolve ourselves completely of the responsibility.
Thank you, Alan. Next is Holly Reich.
Holly Reich, for the record. First of all, I guess I don't necessarily share the conviction that if the LLC fails, everything's going to be status quo. I think if you read SSAC 068, you realize how complex it is, and you realize that we're not talking about one contract. We're actually talking about relationship with IAB, relationship with ITF, and we're sort of in there, but we're not the only ones in there. And we're not talking about one contract. We're talking about a range of arrangements. And well, I didn't mean to say that. And so if we don't get it right, there's actually a lot of other parties. And we haven't thought about that in the context of this is just, we're just one party here in about three. The others may be very happy, and they may just go on the merry way. So let's not actually be quite so sanguine. I would say to the imperative that Jean-Jacques has said, which is we must actually come up with something by January 15, maybe we should actually start.
Thank you very much, Holly. Next is Milton Mueller. With a full mouth.
Yeah. First of all, let me apologize for being late. The appointment was in my Outlook calendar, and my laptop, which runs Outlook, doesn't automatically change the time zone, whereas my Google calendar on my phone adjusts for the time zone, so I thought this meeting was at 10:15. So I like what Holly said in her last statement, was that sort of we should get started with proposals and debating the merits and the substance rather than the process, which is pretty much in place. I would just call to mind that the Internet Governance Project submitted a paper on how to do the IANA transition back in March, and then we got a lot of feedback and criticism, and so we modified it. Brendan Kerbis and I did this paper for the TPRC conference, in which we set out a specific proposal, which was pretty well received in Washington. I'm not saying that we should all just rally behind this proposal, but at least it's better to start with a proposal and say what you like or don't like about it, or what you would want to modify about it. I think the dialogue would advance much more quickly if we talked about that rather than the process.
Okay, thank you, Milton. So I'll ask Rafiq as to what really we've heard a lot of concerns about various points, including the process, but also the actual real issues. And so, Rafiq, how do we move forward on this? Do we come up with a joint statement? Do we enhance the collaboration between our two parts of the same organization, when you think of it? Do we strengthen the ad hoc working group that we have? And, of course, the floor is very welcome to add any suggestions as to where to go now. Rafiq?
Thanks, so Rafiq speaking. Okay, I think yeah, maybe the idea of statement is good, but maybe Alan raises the point that maybe we need to know what we will hear today of the differentiation, maybe that can change our mind or whatever we would like to say. But I guess that's one first step. Also, we need quite to reactivate the ad hoc group. We discussed that after Singapore as a follow up, but I think it didn't fly so much as expected. I guess with the time constraints, that will make it quite active, because we know that we have to deliver something in specific time. It's not going for 1 year or more. So I guess that's one of the action items we can have as a follow-up, is to reactivate that ad hoc group, maybe to expand for the participation from the two different structure, and then we agree what we want to achieve. So it's just maybe coordination, just kind of liaising, sharing ideas and so on, or trying maybe to work on some common position and so on. So, yeah.
Yeah, thank you, Rafiq. So ad hoc group, mailing list. We still don't have a mailing list ready for it. Let's have an action item to create the mailing list. I think that's probably the easiest way. A lot more robust than just having a Skype chat, which is just very informal. So a mailing list open to all, really, and with, of course, a call in each one of our communities to join that mailing list. Can this be done during this meeting? Okay, perfect. So we can have that. Certainly, I was looking at one thing, which was whether we are aligned on some of these issues and whether I gather this afternoon the cross-community working group will have its first face-to-face meeting, whether we could actually say, well, if one party raises a certain concern, then we can certainly support this. And align our views if there is a need to push an issue, if there is any pushback from other communities. Rafiq?
About the cross-community working group, Nayana, maybe if we can help them to resolve the issue of the chairs and co-chairs. I mean, it's I don't think it was a really good start in the first call when we still have that discussion about the chair, I mean, co-chairs and then vice chairs, and we spend a lot of time about this in the first call. And so,
it's Olivia speaking. Is there any? Do you have any? Have you discussed this within the NCSG? And is there any direction that you'd like to be in? I think we're not really, as far as the ELEC is concerned, and I'd like to get some feedback from my colleagues because I don't think we've actually really spent any time on this. Whether we have any particular view about chairs and co-chairs of a cross-community working group. I felt it was less of a political thing than the international coordination group, which was something much more outward-facing.
I mean, it's really this cross-community working group need to fix all these issues so it can really start the working. That's the one. We need to put them there, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's Olivia speaking. I think there's certainly concern, and this whole process about chairs and co-chairs doesn't appear to be something that we want to be stuck on this in particular. I don't see anyone. Tijani?
Thank you, Olivier. Tijani speaking. I think that the leadership of the close community working group is more or less decided on. I think that we don't have to fight a lot to have something that is more balanced or something like this. But for the accountability, cross-community, and for the accountability coordination group, yes, we have to. And we have to get the users at the leadership.
Thank you very much, Tijani. So that's another thread, of course. We didn't touch too much on that. But it's the IANA one that is meeting this afternoon, I believe. So I think that if we can just agree that none of the ALAC will be trying to insist on resolving the chair issue. And I think as face-to-face, this chair thing can be resolved on conference calls or whatever. But when we're meeting face-to-face, let's get down to the meat of the issue right away. Alan Greenberg.
Olivier, you started off a minute ago saying if we have any positions, we should present them and see if anyone else agrees or whatever. That was presuming we actually get down to substance today. I don't think there's a chance in anything that's going to happen. We may well not be debating chairs, but I'm sure there's 1,000 other things that we will have to debate, sadly. I'm willing to basically do away with almost all of the process questions and start at least in parallel, if not, you know, if we can't resolve everything process, let's do it in parallel and start the substantive discussion, and that's certainly what I would be pushing for as we go forward. To waste the face-to-face meeting purely on process, I think is going to be close to a crime, but I think it's probably going to happen.
Thank you, Alan. Jean-Jacques Suprenat.
Yes, this is Jean-Jacques. I'd like to support what Alan has just said. In fact, I would suggest that you, at least the chairs, the co-chairs, get together to determine a short list of what you consider, Olivier and Rafik, as the most important issues. You don't want to be encyclopedic. You want to identify 3, 4, 5 major questions. on which you will be working together, or we'll all be working together. Any other approach is doomed. If you want to be complete, total, encyclopedic, it won't get anywhere. It'll take too much time. So identify the real issues where we really have a possibility of adding value with regard to the positions or the interests of the global internet user.
Okay, thank you very much, Jean-Jacques. So that's really for our joint group to proceed with. Any other points regarding this afternoon's meeting? I can certainly say that the position that Alan has expressed there is certainly my personal position. So, unfortunately, we haven't had the chance to devise a position of all ALAC members on this, but I haven't seen anyone raise their hand here to say anything to the contrary. And certainly, as a member of the cross-community working group, I shall certainly, if we start discussing process again and again and again, I shall certainly be expressing my concerns and saying, let's just get down to the darn work and not waste this opportunity. And so I think that if enough of us say that, we can focus on things, and I hope there's no one there to start trying to derail the process or whatever. That's another possibility. Fatima Cameronero.
Thanks, Olivier. I also agree with Alan and with you. Even also I raised the issue of the interpretation in the teleconference of the cross-community working group. I think that topic could be resolve or keep discussing through the mailing list, but not in this presidential meeting. The issue of the interpretation of the teleconference or meetings.
Yeah, thank you very much, Fatima. That's a very good point as well. Of course, we've launched this. Again, it wasn't a case of saying, well, let's discuss this for 3 weeks. It's a yes or a no. And, you know, this is, again, procedural. So very good that you mentioned that. Let's also agree that we're not going to raise this during the meeting this afternoon. We just want to get down to the work. Any other points? Alan?
Oh, I would raise it. I would not. I want debated. You know, ICANN comes back, say yes, no. Make sure it's their task with responding to that. And of course, I dare them to say no, but nevertheless, you know, I don't think we want to debate it. If it's a yes, why would anyone fight it? If it's a no, we can discuss that when the answer comes.
Thank you very much, Alan. And I was just reminded, it's Olivier speaking, I was just reminded by Rafiq that with regards to creation of the mailing list, can we have it done ASAP, please, rather than wait for the end of the week and send the call for members on both NCSG, or I guess we'll send you and then you can forward to the NCSG and ALAC on the other, so we can already start using that mailing list whilst we're here in Los Angeles. Rafiq?
So, yeah, it's just really, we talked about the time constraints, so let's start the work and the coordination. I think we reached the time because we need to go to the opening opening ceremony. So, basically, we heard a lot of comments, points, and there is a live discussion about what should be done for the two two tracks about the accountability and Diana. We have deadlines, so I think ALAC and NCSG, we have to work on that to support on Suliers with outside ICANN community. That's important to bring those who don't really participate in the process and to bring their voices. So I'm happy, I'm really glad that we have this action item. So let's do work and let's follow up. That's the main point.
Thank you very much, Rafiq. It's Olivia speaking. And thanks to all of you for coming in so early. And it's not a call. This meeting is now adjourned. And we've got the opening ceremony in a few minutes. Thank you. Bye-bye.